Hello there, it is I, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, back with yet another episode in the How to Learn to Code in Python tutorials. In this tutorial, we are going to look at ways that you can get help with learning the programming language and also do a short recap. So first of all, let's do a recap. What have we learned in the first section of these tutorials? The first half of the series is nearly complete now. Apart from this episode, you have but one more to listen to before you are what I would consider fully ready to program anything in Python. Congratulations. So, what have we learned? Well, we've learned about variables. We've learned about what the word integer means. It means a whole number. What decimal variables, how to declare variables, i.e. name equals quote Bob quote. We've learned about the if, elif, and else statements. If Bob equals equal, or if name equals equals Bob, print hello. That's another thing we've learned, the print statement. We've learned about loops, be they for loops or while loops. We've learned one of the most fundamental things about Python, which is of course the functions. We've learned about built-in functions, our own functions. We've learned a lot of stuff. I'm impressed. But sometimes that's just not enough. At the end of the day, Python is always expanding. Code is always expanding. And in the next episode, you will be learning about a few things that we haven't covered already, such as error catching and also modules. This tutorial, however, is dedicated to getting help. Inevitably, the question comes up, how do I do X, or why isn't this code working? Far too easy these days it is to write on a forum or a mailing list and simply say, here's the code, tell me why it's not working. It is my intention in this tutorial to help you avoid doing that and ultimately damaging your reputation. Sometimes it's okay to ask. Oftentimes it is okay to ask. There is no harm at the end of the day in asking anyone for help, and if possible, I personally will not turn away anyone who is seeking genuine help. However, a line has to be drawn. If you are asking someone to debug your entire code, or if you are asking at every point in a code's breaking. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what I intend to help you to avoid. First of all, let's set up something simple. Let's open up a Python command line window. And into this, we are going to type x equals quote hello quote. Then we are going to do x equals x plus 1.5. And as you see, this brings up a traceback. Now, this is your first port of call. What does this traceback say? This traceback says, cannot concatenate, I can say that word almost, string and float objects. What does this mean? Well, first of all, what does the word concatenate mean? It means to bring together, to join up, as it were. So what this is telling us, it cannot join a string object and a float object. Well, string object, float object, ooh, sounds a bit complicated. Let's think about this fundamentally. Let's take the word object out of the equation for a second here. Cannot join together string and float. That's pretty obvious. Why can't it do this? Well, we've told it x equals x plus 1.5. So we know, as competent coders, what this means. It means take the value of x, add 1.5 to it, and then reset it to the value of x. So, what is x? Let's do print x. It's a string. That makes sense. So to fix this, we would do x equals x plus str, left parenthesis, 1.5, close right parenthesis. And that works fine, print x, and that equals hello 1.5. Well done. You've just debugged your first error in the world. And that's your first port of call. If you don't know what a traceback means, Google it. I mean it. Literally, typing into Google, cannot concatenate string and float, will bring up a result. It will tell you exactly what the problem is. Should this, however, become a different problem, for example, if you are, let's say, using a module, and I'm not going to explain what modules are in this tutorial, because that's something for a later tutorial, i.e. the next episode, but if you don't know what a module does, what do? You can't use it. Again, Google. 99% of modules have help sections, they have descriptions. But what about that 1%? And this, ladies and gentlemen, is where the dir command comes in. Dir is a built-in function. So you call it by doing dir, left parenthesis, a module or object name, right parenthesis. I will show you this. I will walk you through this because the output can be confusing. So, first of all, type this phrase, import space time. Don't worry about that too much. We'll cover that in the next tutorial. Now do dir, left parenthesis, time, right parenthesis. This output looks, frankly, a bit strange. But this output tells you what you can do with this module. For example, one of the things it has returned here is sleep. Now, time, the sleep function in the time module suspends all code. It's a bit like the wait command in other languages. It'll literally pause the code for a set amount of time and then resume. So if I was to call this function with a value of 1000, it would pause the code for 1000. I believe it might be in seconds, actually. Let me just test this. Yes, it's in seconds, so I wouldn't recommend you do time.sleep 1000. But time.sleep 1000 will pause the code for 1000 seconds and then resume. So that pretty much covers the dir command for now. We will do a little bit more expansion on that in the next tutorial, but I have now given you all of the knowledge you will need to know to look up any problem you may have on the internet without asking anybody, which will about 99% of the time get you an answer. Obviously, the main flaw with Google is asking your question correctly. For example, I had a problem recently where, because I didn't understand the underlying issue, a fundamental of the language, I was therefore Googling the wrong thing and being led down the wrong path. Actually, talking to someone helped with this, and I got the problem solved that way. So Google is a fantastic resource and should be your first, second, third, fourth, and fifth port of call. However, don't hesitate to ask someone. At the end of the day, as long as you ask politely, you are clear with your problem, and you remember to thank them for helping you, I cannot personally see a reason that they would not help you in the future. I myself am more than willing to help aspiring or inspiring developers, both in fact, and am easily available via the contact form. But there are many other people out there, both on forums, on Stack Overflow, and on mailing lists, that are more than happy to assist. That concludes this rather short tutorial, and there is only one more left until we reach the end of section one of these tutorials that I hope you've enjoyed. And until then, keep coding. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.